Lake City Church, this is Meg, bringing you a moment of sanity as you start your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. Well, friends, it's been a busy few weeks for the Hayden family, and probably for you too. Spring has sprung, and it feels like everything is happening. Whether you've been going to weddings, running the 10K, going on the men's retreat, springtime sports, enjoying time outside, or just settling into the pace that spring days and sunshine inevitably bring to our lives. In our family, we've had our own version of this with lacrosse and school activities, weddings, and an upcoming move this week. Whichever analogy you like to use, whether it's plate spinning or balls in the air, we've got them. When life feels hectic and I remember to be kind to myself, I try to keep it simple. Whether it's praying a prayer that I learned from John Eldridge, Jesus, I give everyone and everything to you, or it's listening to worship songs that remind me of the truth, these simple things can ground us when it's easy to feel untethered. So much of faithfulness in times like these are about remembering. Remembering who God is, remembering what He's done, remembering what I know is true, remembering that I've been made by God and I have limits. But one of the lectionary readings for today from Psalm 115 called to mind something else about remembering. Verses 12 and 13 say this: "The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the great and the small." Here we see that remembering is important, and it's a key part of understanding ourselves, but it's not just our remembering that matters. The psalm reminds us that God remembers us and that He blesses us. We are the object of His affection and His care. Think of a time when you've been remembered. A friend or a family member remembered some detail of your life, an important date or milestone for you. This kind of remembrance reminds us that we are seen and loved and valued. Now, God knows all things and is all powerful. So His remembrance is not the opposite of forgetfulness or inattention. God's remembrance, and even our remembrance of one another, is about care and love and blessing and honor. Even if we may be prone to forget or wander away from God's goodness, He always remembers us. There's a line from a children's song that we listen to that captures this perfectly, and it says, "Always remember to never forget." Now, this is not an invitation to rigid attention that it's all on us to always remember. But the sentiment is there. It's an invitation to know that we are remembered, that we are the joy set before Jesus, that we are the object of His love. You are remembered by God, City Church. Stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's CITYCHURCHRVA.com. And thanks for listening.